Black Duke. Its wet fur smells like pepperoni pizza. Its skin kills ticks and fleas on contact. Its droppings, green, blend perfectly with grass and break down into weed-killing fertilizer that won't stick to shoes. Black Duke bites only criminals, but sniffs those out unerringly. Its gills, for water rescues, blue stalk eyes, and elephant trunk make it ideal to kickstart conversation. Its gentleness and nurturing drive, along with mammaries that produce human milk, make it perfect for the nursery. Its manual dexterity and general handiness let it fix anything around the house and program the VCR. Its sole drawback is its intelligence, 150 minimum on the Stanford Binet, which gives it an off-putting air of authority and a tendency to stare into space, ignoring commands to fetch and beg. My Duke, when my wife left me for his litter mate and I was at my loneliest, would levitate into my tallest oak to contemplate alone the falling night, the white light rising from its fur, giving it the look of an ascended master or a moon caged in the branches of my tree.